Hello, my name is Zipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 43. Yesterday, we began our study of a series of prakim attributed to the B'nai Korach. Today's Perek, chapter 43, does not allude to the B'nai Korach in its opening lines. It is followed by chapters that all refer to the B'nai Korach from the outset, and it is preceded by one. But once we delve into the Perek itself, especially with the interpretations of the commentaries, we immediately recognize that this is in fact a continuation of the previous Perek. It continues, as well, across the very same themes. The pressures, the mockery of the enemies, the hardships born of exile, and the longing for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. And most of all, the Mishorer expresses overwhelming doubt that perhaps Hashem has forsaken him. There is another distinctive feature in this Perek that appears in the previous Perek and shows that it is a continuation thereof. In the previous Perek, Pasuk Vav and Pasuk Yud were nearly identical and formed a sort of refrain that was used almost as a consoling mantra, repeated by the Mishorer to comfort himself. Ma tishtochachi nafshi, why be sorrowful, my soul? Still hope to Hashem, because He will save you. In the previous Perek, this repeats itself every six pesukim, bubbling up in the midst of the sorrows the Mishorer describes, as if the Mishorer is centering himself with these words. And now, this Perek is only five pesukim long, but it ends with the very same phrase. And this underscores both a thematic connection, and it serves as a type of bookend, proving that this Perek is connected to the one before it. So what is this Perek? Let's delve into it and see together. It starts, Shafteini Elokim v'rivarivi migaylo chasid me'ish mirma v'avla sefalteini. Avenge me, Hashem, and plead my cause against an unkind nation. From a man of deceit and injustice you shall rescue me. Hashem should act justly, therefore, with the goyim that run after this mishorer and that mock him. Ki ata Elokei ma'uzi, lama zenachtani, lama koderes halech b'lachat oyev. Because you are the Hashem of my strength, why have you abandoned me? Why should I walk in gloom under the oppression of the enemy? Shalach orcha va'amitcha, heima yanchuni, yivyuni al harkat shecha ve'al mishkanosecha. Send your light and your truth that they may lead me. They shall bring me to your holy mountain and to your dwellings. These two psukim, this and the next one, ask Hashem to send the Mishorer the light and the guidance that he needs to get back to the Beis HaMikdash and to the Mizbeach. Why? What's there? Va'avoa al Mizbach Elokim, el kel simchas gili, va'odcha b'chinar Elokim Elokai. And I will come to the altar of Hashem, to the Hashem that is the joy of my exaltation, and I will thank you with the kinar, O Hashem, my Hashem. I will come to the Mizbeach, to the altar, to Kel Simchas Gili, to the Hashem that is the joy of my life. And then, what we see in this Perek that is so beautiful is that he calls Hashem with an especial name, Or, and he refers to the connection that will bring him to thanks, this, that he comes to the Mizbeach. And it's so unusual because we have a vision of the Mizbeach as a place where karbanos were brought, where sacrifices were brought forth, where the animals were slaughtered and blood was sprinkled. But here, this description positions the Mizbeach as a place that fills a person with a sense of unity with Hashem. And that unity is the source of all joy. What this pasuk is expressing is an existential truth, one so basic and primary that we are prone to forget it, to take it for granted and thus to miss it entirely. Separateness from Hashem, distance from Him, causes a person to feel a tremendous thirst, a tremendous longing. So therefore, we depend on the connection with Hashem to bring us fulfilled lives. This harks back to the previous perek, when we spoke of the inherent yearning of the heart, the eyal, ka'ayal ta'arog al afikei mayim, kei nafshi sa'arog elecha Elokim, does not reflect that cliched bucolic image that some of us have in our mind of a beautiful deer standing next to water on a beautiful stream. That's not what this is. This is the eyal that is found weeping in throes of pain because it lacks the vitality that only water can bring. The inverse of this is the realization of the fact that approaching the altar, approaching the place even of sacrifice, and here sacrifice can be understood to be the acceptance of the pain of exile as well, is what brings a person the greatest joy. There's a beautiful and famous passage from Ibn Ezra, from the medieval Sephardic poet, from his famous Lecha Keli Teshukasi, to you Hashem, is my desire. And it goes like this. Hachi ata menas chalki verinasi vetovasi, vigorali umahalali, vchalgili vesimchasi, sison libi veor enai, umauzi vechemdasi, umargoi vishashuai, minuchasi vishalvasi. For you, indeed, are my portion, my joy and delight, my lot and my praise, all my triumph and my happiness, my heart's exaltation, the light of my eyes, my serenity and my enchantment, my tranquility and my peace. Ebenezer was poor and had a life full of hardship, but this ideal sustained him and made his life beautiful. Because closeness to Hashem is what brings joy to a Jewish soul. Not the physical, not the material, but the spiritual thirst and the slaking thereof are what cause us to be happy. We finish with the final pasuk and some very powerful messages. Matish tochachi nafshi umatehemi alai, hochili lelokim ki odo denu yeshuos panai velokai. The repetition of this refrain throughout these two prakim teaches us a very vital lesson. The sense and the idea that the reiteration of words of emunah, of belief in Hashem, are integral to the process of emunah, of reinforcing our belief in the fact that everything in the world comes from Him, and that He is leading my steps and my circumstances at every turn. The Rebbe of Lechvitch famously interpreted different words of Tehillim that appear in Perek 116. He'emanti ki adaber ani anisi miod. I believe the words that I speak. The Rebbe explained them differently. He'emanti ki adaber. I believe because I speak, because I say it. It's not enough if a person feels the belief in their heart. A Jewish belief system is innate. Ma'aminim b'nei ma'aminim. We are believers, the children of believers. But if you want to keep it real, if you want to bring it to the level of action, to the level where it is the motivating factor in your life, say the words. There's one final thought that ties both of these themes together, that of ultimate joy and the connection to Hashem, and that of emunah. When we learned the previous Perek 42, we noted that the first time this refrain appears, this last pasuk, the phrasing ended with the words, Hochili lelokim ki od odenu yeshuos panav. Pray to Hashem, hope to Him, because the redemptions of His face are forthcoming. But the second time this pasuk appears, as well as in the subsequent times in this perek, it ends with the words, Od odenu yeshuos panai velokai. I will hope and wait for the redemptions of my face and my God. If we explore this in context, it seems as if the second phrasing might be a response to the query posed by the anonymous oppressors who say to Him day and night, Aye Elokecha, where is your God? And what does this question mean? Where is your connection to your God? That question, in fact, is really a wake-up call to all Jews. It makes them cry. Haisali dimasi lechem yoma v'layla. I cry, the thought of it brings me to tears. When I say to myself, perhaps, where is your Hashem? It is the very first of the Aseres Hadibros, of the Ten Commandments, that charges us with Anochi Hashem Elokecha. I am Hashem, your God. The command, the charge, is singular. It's a directive to each individual, Elokecha, to find the personal connection with Hashem, that it be your God. So if that's the built-in, if that's the precedent, then it's the reason for all the commands, all the mitzvos that follow. But if the motherboard is broken, you can hit the keys as much as you want. Everything is forever frozen. Aye Elokecha, when I realize that the connection is gone, I can't eat or sleep, I am satiated by tears, my life is miserable. So the question, when asked by myself, to myself, is even more painful. So while in the first case, the Mishorer consoles himself by telling himself he will see salvation sent by Hashem, The second and third times, in here in the last pasuk of this parak, he's saying, I know that I will merit to find Elokai, my Hashem, because I will have resolved this question of Ayeh Elokecha. I have come to terms with the fact that even as I receive the suffering of Elokai, and Elokim refers to Midas Hadin, the characteristic of judgment, again of being swallowed up by the challenges of this earth, as B'nai Korach were, even as I feel the pain and the sorrow of exile, I know that it is Elokai, it is my Hashem, that these experiences, this pain, were custom made for me from Him. And it is this connection that is then strengthened. Ayeh Elokecha, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ododenu Yeshuos Panai Ve'elokai. I wait for it, I believe it, because it comes from my Hashem. Thank you for studying together, Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.